frustrating much maybe rough year. Looks like he got physical and emotional. Did it feel that way as a player?
Yeah, definitely. I think the type of opposition that Cavs are, the game they play, they know how to get under your skin. They do it well. They've been it for a long time. And I think the game, it got like that. And I think it's in a long season. Towards the end of a season, sometimes it gets scrappier. Bodies are more tired. And it was an emotional one. Obviously, we're third and fourth place. We're both fighting for the same thing. And yeah, you saw that in the game today.
Thanks, Elijah.
Sorry, guys. My voice is a little hoarse, by the way.
Just one for me. How do you guys, kind of seeing guys on the end of the pitch kind of spread out? Some people going to the tunnel quickly. Some people kind of on the ground. I know Babouli was kind of sitting down there for a bit. How do you guys going to kind of collectively pick yourselves back up for the derby next week, which is just another really difficult game?
Yeah. I think in life sometimes there's a saying that I really like. There's days where you bleed and there's days where you build. So before we can go again, I think tomorrow's going to be a day where we bleed. It's going to be painful. It's going to hurt. That's just what it is. But at the end of the day, the only way we can really pick ourselves back up is getting ourselves back to work and giving our best. So when we're back in training, Sunday we start to recover. Monday we go again. We have to put our heads down and just work as hard as we can, because ultimately one game doesn't define you as much as it hurts. And we have, the only way I know personally how to get through bad moments is hard work. So we go again. Some of us, we're gonna have to work, lead by example, and hopefully we can rebound. Because if we win next game, it makes losing this game less painful.
Thank you, Elijah.
No problem.
Elijah, even though you lost, you guys put a lot of effort. But as you said, it's a learning process. You guys play against a good team,
mm-hmm.
and it's a playoff. It's like a playoff style of game, football.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take it as bad. It's another game, and we were able to see you playing with a lot of energy, being so vocal. And games like this, probably tomorrow you're gonna forget.
Yeah. Well, no, I appreciate that. Type of person I am, I'm emotional, so I feel the losses or the bad moments I feel really bad, and the good moments I feel good. So I appreciate that, and yeah, we'll go again. I know I'm this type of person that no matter what we go through, we have to keep going. So us as a group, we have to rebound from this, but I appreciate those words of support.
For some reason, you believe maybe you guys miss Abnett, maybe some of the defense core. Maybe if they were there, the job would be easier, because I know you are, that's not your position. Your position probably is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in the middle, probably the game would be different. But you think when those guys come back, the team will play different?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, of course, it's a more difficult task when you're missing key players. And I think in the last 3 to 4 weeks, we've had key players out at different stretches. We just got Brian back. We've had Noah out. We've had Frank out. And just those off the top of my head. So I think that will always make the task more difficult. But me, personally, I have confidence and faith in the squad that we have to always get the job done. And I think in professional football, you're going to need a squad of 18 to 23 guys that can do the job, because you never know when somebody's going to be injured, suspended, or when you're going to need to call somebody up. And me personally, I will always give my best and do the best I can in the position that's asked of me. So whether that's at the back or midfield, of course, I've been a midfielder by trade, but I love football and I love playing for a team, so whatever job they ask me, I'll do my best. And when we have our full squad back, I, of course, I'm more confident, because ultimately key players are key players. They're always going to make the game easier for you. So it does make it a different game, but I just don't like making excuses. Like, we had a game plan. We tried to execute it, and unfortunately, they started the game better than us. And, yeah, it was a difficult game today, for sure.
Thank you.
No problem.
Elijah, just maybe the question about your goal and clearance.
Yeah.
I know that it, unfortunately, comes back off and it falls to possibly the worst person it could in that situation,
yeah,
for you guys, and when it falls to Ali Moussi, but just maybe what you saw in tracking back and then being in position for the clearance, and then just unfortunately it goes, I think, over your head just barely.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it was one of those, it got into a dangerous crossing area. So me as a midfielder or a defender, wherever it is, I just want to be in a position listening about the danger, and when the ball gets cut back, I see that Tamar keeper is a little bit, from my memory, closer to the near post, so I wanted to cover the back post space in case it went there. It did go there, cleared it. Football's annoying sometimes because it goes off, like I clear it, goes back to him, hits me again, and then Ali Moussi, of course, who's a great player, is in a position to punish. So football's a game of inches, and you know, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. I tried the best just to snuff out the danger, and unfortunately they were first to the rebound. So again, it's just, it's one of those, it hurts in the moment, it hurts for a day, but you're gonna have to forget and move on. But yeah, tried to snuff out the danger, and unfortunately there was too much danger.
Solid effort, and I appreciate it.
Robin? Yeah, I was, this is a bit different. It's sort of off the field, but I mean, there were hundreds, maybe more than 1,000 people down at the All-State Soccer Show, and you were really impressive. Well, personally, I think you and Kyle Becker talking about the pathway to the pros. Mm-hmm. You held off Laura Armstrong for like half an hour, and all the fans, quiet, instead of asking questions, they were piling them in on their, you know, Twittering them in.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday night, you were the star of the York United fan party up there, you know, answering questions there. And I don't know, maybe that's a reason why, and then doing this, it's like maybe a reason your voice is blowing out.
Yeah.
Is there like something that you enjoy, like you say, I'll do it, this kind of stuff? And is there something like after your playing days, you could see you're a broadcaster?
I mean, you never know.
I'm hiring you already.
Yeah, right? Like, sure, I got a bit more time, but
yeah.
No, I mean, the guys know me. I don't mind a conversation. I like to talk, and I think through the experiences I've had, I just never feel like I'm a people person. I never feel bad speaking to people. I've been a fan. I've been a player. I've been a coach. I've been in almost every role in football, so I can respect and appreciate when people want to talk about those type of things. And yeah, I always have time for a conversation, except when I lose, I'm probably worse. But yeah, I don't know. I appreciate it. Maybe that is why my voice is bad, getting a bit sick. But yeah, who knows what the future has in store. But no, I do appreciate it, and I do enjoy those moments, especially when it's with the kids. I like that a lot.
Yeah, the Woodbridge. Yeah. See, even I'll memorize that now. Woodbridge under 8. So
yeah.
I think they were out there again.
They were there again, yeah. No, and they, like, I coached them this whole summer, and I love those kids. They come and support me. I go to their games, and it's just what I love about this year the most is that I think we've really built a community. We've connected with the community more, and I think I'm not from here at all, and I have a little fan base here, and that means the world to me. So I think us as players, we have the responsibility to grow the game here, so we have to make those connections because ultimately we're still trying to grow this league, grow the professional game in soccer, and take it to a new level. So whatever I have to do to play my part in that, I'm more than willing, and I'll do my best. But thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, guys, because of AJ is so unwell, let's wrap
it. Thank you, Morris. Okay, appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Recording stopped.
No problem. Okay.
Rest up. Rest up, boys.
Yeah.